In a healthy society, the cream floats to the top. In a sick society, the scum floats to the top. That's why we call it the swamp. Honest money is based on assets with market-tested value. A society that uses honest money creates incentives to be honest and productive. Criminal money is based on violence and fraud. A society that uses criminal money creates incentives that lead to more and more crime. If people can say no to criminal money without penalty, they will. Would you rather have money that retains its value over time, or money that loses its value over time? Legal tender laws are evil. Legal tender laws don't just cost us money. They cost us our honor, our trust, and our freedom. Authoritarian democracy has been a dismal failure at producing a fair deal for everyone. Authoritarian democracy is a system based on crime, just as authoritarian socialism is a system based on crime, and authoritarian theocracy is a system based on crime. Authoritarians are criminals, no matter what ideology they use to camouflage their crimes. Crime hurts everyone, especially when the criminals are in charge. All societies are controlled by the wealthy. If it's easier to get rich using honest means than criminal means, the wealthy will be honest. If it's easier to get rich using criminal means, the wealthy will be criminals. Right now, the world is in a negative feedback loop. Wealthy authoritarians are grabbing everything they can before the social upheaval they know is coming arrives. Authoritarians grabbing everything they can creates more state-sponsored crime, which creates more excuses for the authoritarians to grab even more money and power. And so the merry-go-round proceeds until the whole mechanism breaks down. Eventually, enough people get tired of living in a dysfunctional authoritarian wet dream, and change arrives. Let's think about the Kavanaugh nomination. Kavanaugh claims to want a fair process. If that's true, why is he a federal judge? There is nothing fair about the so-called justice system in which he has been a willing participant. Lawyers and judges have powers not granted to ordinary citizens. How is that consistent with egalitarian fairness? Instead of talking about how he may have gotten drunk and attacked some girl when he was a teenager, we should be asking, how many people has he ordered kidnapped by state minions? How much armed robbery has he authorized? Do the transcripts of his court proceedings reflect logical consistency and competence? Has there been a thorough analysis of his financial records? Is his wealth consistent with the salary and benefits he has received in his so-called legal career? In my opinion, it's not a coincidence that lawyer and liar sound so much alike. A career lawyer is the last person I would support for any kind of leadership position. It's notable that the word lawyer does not appear in the U.S. Constitution, but we have lawyers running every part of our lives today. Let's give Kavanaugh and all the rest of the state actors the blessing of being just like the rest of us. We can say no to obeying them. They can say no to obeying us. Fair is fair. If people can say no to bad deals, they will. If people can say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war, they will. People will say no to armed robbery, kidnapping, brainwashing, and mass murder. People will say yes to leaders who lift them up and help them out. People will say no to leaders who rob them and make them worse off. The Supreme Court is a supreme farce. It is a play used to distract us from the injustice and corruption of our political system. It is the U.S. Constitution that got us in this mess, and the U.S. Constitution will not get us out of this mess. We are being ruled by technology from the 18th century, but we can resist with technology from the 21st century. Truth, justice, and science will win. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.